Now we are ready to start. Tina, it's nice to see you again.
Hi, Ken.
You haven't been to the gym for a while. I was starting to worry. Lots of my friends are getting flu now.
No, I'm perfectly well. We were out of the city for a week. That's why I missed our training sessions.
I see. And why are you wet? Is it raining outdoors?
It was. The rain caught me when I was coming to the sports centre. It came from nowhere. Very brief, but heavy. And now, look through the window. It's sunny again.
It often happens here in spring. The typical spring weather is very unstable. It may be sunny and quiet, then the wind comes, a shower, and then the sun again.
For me, it's the best type of weather. Changeable and unpredictable. I hate it when we have a long succession of rainy days in the autumn, or constant heat in the summer.
Yeah, spring is my favourite too. It's a pity it's over so soon. In a few weeks, these green trees in the streets will not look so bright and fresh.
Right.
And where did you go, by the way? For a holiday, or was it a business trip?
Neither. We went camping with some friends.
Wow. Where did you camp? How was it?
Well, it was not far away from the city, actually. It would take you about half an hour to get there by car. If there was any road.
Did you walk to the campsite?
Yes, with a heavy rucksack. I felt hot, tired and miserable.
Oh dear.
Then it took us half of the day to set up tents. It turned out nobody in our party really knew how to do it.
Huh.
And to cap it all, it started to rain. And it rained for a few days.
Why didn't you head home if the weather was not good for camping?
My friends insisted that we should stay, because they hoped the weather would improve. But it didn't.
Oh, I see. Weren't you afraid to sleep in the tent? There could have been some wild animals nearby.
Oh, no. There are no wild animals in the forest there. Except mosquitoes. They were really aggressive to us.
So, you spent a few days in a wet tent, suffering from mosquito bites?
Yes, and my plan was to take a nice break from work. You know how stressful my job is.
Yes, you have to work in the office with figures all day long.
I have to be very careful when I make calculations. Being an accountant means working with financial papers, which is very stressful.
Right, it is.
I thought that camping would give me an opportunity to relax and enjoy beautiful scenery, but alas, it's better to enjoy nature in pictures by famous artists or on TV.
You're exaggerating.
Only a little.
I work for a tourist agency, you know, and we arrange interesting eco-trips in the region. Not long ones. For a weekend or for 3 to 4 days at the longest. If you want, I can find some interesting trip or excursion for you for this weekend.
Oh, no thank you. Besides, it's my grandma's birthday this Sunday. She's invited lots of people, and I need to be there. Not only to celebrate, but also to help her with all the party arrangements.
Yes, I see. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Tina, it's nice to see you again.
Hi, Ken.
You haven't been to the gym for a while. I was starting to worry. Lots of my friends are getting flu now.
No, I'm perfectly well. We were out of the city for a week. That's why I missed our training sessions.
I see. And why are you wet? Is it raining outdoors?
It was. The rain caught me when I was coming to the sports centre. It came from nowhere. Very brief, but heavy. And now, look through the window. It's sunny again.
It often happens here in spring. The typical spring weather is very unstable. It may be sunny and quiet, then the wind comes, a shower, and then the sun again.
For me, it's the best type of weather. Changeable and unpredictable. I hate it when we have a long succession of rainy days in the autumn, or constant heat in the summer.
Yeah, spring is my favourite too. It's a pity it's over so soon. In a few weeks, these green trees in the streets will not look so bright and fresh.
Right.
And where did you go, by the way? For a holiday, or was it a business trip?
Neither. We went camping with some friends.
Wow. Where did you camp? How was it?
Well, it was not far away from the city, actually. It would take you about half an hour to get there by car. If there was any road.
Did you walk to the campsite?
Yes, with a heavy rucksack. I felt hot, tired, and miserable.
Oh dear.
Then it took us half of the day to set up tents. It turned out nobody in our party really knew how to do it.
Huh.
And to cap it all, it started to rain. And it rained for a few days.
Why didn't you head home if the weather was not good for camping?
My friends insisted that we should stay, because they hoped the weather would improve. But it didn't.
Oh, I see. Weren't you afraid to sleep in the tent? There could have been some wild animals nearby.
Oh, no. There are no wild animals in the forest there. Except mosquitoes. They were really aggressive to us.
So, you spent a few days in a wet tent, suffering from mosquito bites.
Yes, and my plan was to take a nice break from work. You know how stressful my job is.
Yes, you have to work in the office with figures all day long.
I have to be very careful when I make calculations. Being an accountant means working with financial papers, which is very stressful.
Right, it is.
I thought that camping would give me an opportunity to relax and enjoy beautiful scenery. But alas, it's better to enjoy nature in pictures by famous artists or on TV.
You're exaggerating.
Only a little.
I work for a tourist agency, you know, and we arrange interesting eco trips in the region. Not long ones. For a weekend or for 3 to 4 days at the longest. If you want, I can find some interesting trip or excursion for you for this weekend.
Oh, no thank you. Besides, it's my grandma's birthday this Sunday. She's invited lots of people, and I need to be there. Not only to celebrate, but also to help her with all the party arrangements.
Yes, I see. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.